We're standing in this field in Hillsborough in County Down, and just in the background, I'm sure you can see it yourself, there's a big column with a gentleman standing on top of it. I have to be honest, I haven't the time to research it or do anything to look into the background of it, so I know very, very little about it. I think it's the Marquess of Downshire or somebody like that, standing on top of this pedestal, high and lifted up, looking over his empire. Maybe someday there'll be a statue to you like that in your town or locality. I'm aiming for it in my town as well. But you know, it's very easy in this world of ours to put people on a pedestal. We do it all the time. People do it with sporting legends. People do it with pop stars and movie stars, even politicians, world leaders, religious leaders, even ministers, evangelists and pastors in certain circles too can get high and lifted up and put on a pedestal, if you like. And it's a very, very dangerous thing to exalt people and to lift people up and to almost worship them. I think it goes on more than we care to realize. You only have to watch whenever maybe a new president gets elected and people get so emotional and so filled with hope and so filled with a sense of achievement and looking to this individual to bring in change. And you see it all the time whenever people put out their political manifestos that they're going to change everything and they're going to bring prosperity, and people sometimes follow that and ultimately get disappointed. So it is in religious circles as well. There's some religious leaders in the world, people eulogize them, they hold them up, they view them as being just better than everybody else. So think of the Pope or the Dalai Lama or some of these people. But you know, the Bible says it's better to put your trust in the Lord than your confidence in man. And there's only one man that's worth worshipping. There's only one man that God has highly exalted above all others, and that's his own dear son. I love the words of Philippians chapter 2. Verse number 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given to him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." The Son of God, King of kings and Lord of lords, humbled himself, took a lowly position. The Bible says he descended into the lower parts of the earth. He kneeled in humility and washed the feet of his disciples. He went to a cross and hung on that cross, beaten beyond recognition, his visage marred more than that of any man. His own mother stood at that cross with a broken heart, and bearing shame and scoffing rude, in our place condemned he stood, sealed our pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. And in light of his work for us upon the cross, his obedience to the Father, God has highly exalted him. And the highest place that heaven affords is his by sovereign right. He entered into glory itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, worshipped by angels and the spirits of just men, now made perfect. And he's highly exalted in glory. And there's coming a day whenever he's going to return, and he'll be highly exalted in the earth. Revelation 6 says that the kings of the earth and the chief men and the chief captains and every bondman and every free man, they're all going to fall in fear before him. And there's coming a day whenever every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. I wonder, is he exalted in your life? We can lift up men, we can make monuments to men, but Jesus Christ wants to be enthroned in our lives. Is he exalted in your life? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Let's endeavor to do that. Let's live to the glory of God. Let's give Christ his rightful place in our lives, in our homes, in our churches, and ultimately in our society. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see him high and lifted up and exalted and praised and worshipped and honoured, obeyed and glorified in these days that we're living in? Think about these things, and we'll see you next time.